this, Ronald McCookie up. And then a little second later, he said, I'm going to eat this Ronald McDonald cookie up. By the way, I was talking about, like, Cookie McMonster and things like that. So he understands this as a general pattern of going McSomething. That was his own productive formation on that regard. Also, I should add that he has really done a lot of good possessive endings that I have not recorded. He talks about, this is Randy Anderson's, this is Shauna's, and today he said, this is Dennis's, and this is Chris's. He really has no problem with possessives of even S's or any other sibilant, and I've never really heard him make an incorrect possessive. Interesting. Of course, he may learn them one by one, but I've just never heard incorrect possessive. Also, he talked about skeletons. He said the Count made some skeletons. Alfred, I opened that shelf drawer so you can get my tying hat. Now, what that means is that I opened the drawer
Mark just said, I want that, and I'm going to try and get him to do it again. I have to take this into the living room and set it up, but he was pointing up at the mantelpiece. I forget what it was. I don't think he was pointing at anything in general, and I don't know whether he was either copying me or because he said, I want that, and I thought that's what he said, so I said, I want that, and pointed, and so he copied me at that point, I think. I'm not sure. I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. Say it, Mark.
Okay. Marky said, I want that. Wait, what did he
read? Rather
up?
Unclear, and what, so Mark? I said, and then he was pointing up there.
Okay,
the, up to there, and there was no tape recorder up there. Just that picture, I guess. And he sounded like he said, I want that. And so I pointed at it, and I said, I want that.
Okay.
And he said it very clearly right afterwards. And
okay, so that's his first sentence.
Four.
I guess.
Yeah. Ross said, I needed it. Oh, he said, I need that. I needed it. This is the screwdriver that I was working with on the bathtub. And he said, what did you, and I said, I needed it. Yes. And I said, okay, first they said, I needed it. I needed it. And then he said, I needed it. So it looked like needed was forming the base for the past tense, which was needed it.
Marky was doing a little bit of talking this morning. See if I can get some of it on. Cordy. That's Batwoman. Oh, that's the Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch.
And I
have because
she
doesn't
scare me.
Who scares you?
He scares me.
Dr. Doom?
Yeah.
Who else?
Something.
Is he scared?
Yeah.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who else?
And that
scary. He's scary. Who else?
He's not scary.
Captain America? No.
No.
Good.
Now, Ross, a little bit ago, I said, don't take my glasses off. If you take them, you can't see. And you said, and then he said, if I take the glasses, I get blood in my eyes. And then I can't see. Which is sort of a confusion of a couple little scripts that he's been learning. One is about...
Blood, memory, communion, fire.
Yeah, that's right. One of the scripts is about if you...
Spider-Man!
Yeah, that's Spider-Man. If you take my glasses, I won't see. And the other is if you poke somebody in the eye, you'll get blood in his eye. And then he won't be able to see. And they both end up with not being able to see. But there are two different scripts. One is taking glasses, and the other is poking somebody in the eye. So it seems to be kind of organized them both together in some area. Or at least they're both accessed together in the sense of if you can't see, going blind. The word might be blind.
Where's the man?
The man?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
In there
somewhere. Yeah. Do you want to take a little bath, though?
No.
Because Matthew, no?
No. That's not me.
No, they're going jogging.
Why?
They're jogging.
But I can jogging too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's winning? Who's Rooney?
He's Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number five and then letter five and then letter five and then letter five and then letter five.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I eat cat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we're back.
Right.
Right.
Who's that girl?
My boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that?
Captain Phasma.
And she can scare me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, she scared him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember I was Captain Farmbit and I was going to shake out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to be Captain Harper again, okay?
We got Spidey.
Spidey. What? Yeah.
Spider-Man.
What's that?
That's Dr. Doom.
And what did he do?
He's gonna hurt poor Spider-Man.
Why?
I don't know why.
Well, and what do to that man?
It's gonna hurt him.
Oh.
Can you turn this off now?
No.
Why don't you tell me about what you did this morning?
And Dr. Doom go into his house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. That's right. So Ross is sitting here describing what's going on in the storybook. And that's what the sentence is all about, right?
And he said, no more Halloween. And he said, no more party.
Right.
Right. No!
Take it out of my car?
Yeah!
How come? Oh, I'm going to take it out of my car, too. Ross talked about the high chair, the tape chair. Part of his tape system. That's CAGE in the kitchen. Also, the chair, this is Mommy's watch because it got broke. Which is true. No, it did get broken, and it is her watch, but that's not why, of course, it's her watch. Well, da-da out the window, and Marky imitating said, da-da. You put a finger in the lion, and it won't hurt. This is referring to last night when Marky put a finger in Daddy's tummy, and Daddy said he was real sick. It wasn't really cause and effect. Mommy had put a finger in my tummy, and then a lot later I started feeling a little sick. And Ross said, Mommy hurt Daddy. Mommy made Daddy sick. That was last night. And now he said, you put a finger in my lion and he won't be sick. Ross was spilling some water in his little bath and said, oh no, it spills me over my knee. And this morning he did a nice little sequence of what you do when you want to disagree with your daddy, I guess.
Oops.
Put it up there. What you do when you want to disagree with your daddy. Let's see. What you do when you want to disagree with your daddy. Okay. he was... I was saying that he had to take a bath, and he said, no. And then he said, next time I said, mm-hmm. And he said, no, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I said, I don't want to. I said, mm-hmm. And he said, no. Yelled. And I said, mm-hmm. And he said, no, in the top of his lungs. So these are the different ways that he sort of adds an ante onto the business of how to deny something. Of course, you could say that at each turn he knows what to say, but what he's responding to is his memory for the entire sequence of things, or not so much his memory, but a remembrance of the result of the previous sequence, I guess. Ross said, preschool's locked and closed. And all the preschool girls, they're going to see I'm a baker. He said it and sounded to me like beggar, and I said, you're a beggar? And he said, no, baker. And he said it much more clearly the second time. Right? And he said, now preschool's locked and closed, right? What tell me about preschool.
Preschool locked and closed because I don't want to go to preschool anymore because that's why I need to be a beggar when I go to preschool, and the preschool kids see me when I'm a baker.
You want to show and tell your baker hat?
No.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You take it for show and tell?
And show and tell for your potato chips.
Show and tell your potato chips, okay.
Yeah.
And what else? And he said, and when the sun comes out, preschool not locked and closed anymore.
No.
Right?
Right.
Want a bear?
Yeah.
Does Marky need one?
Yeah.
Here, Marky.
He wants a bigger one.
A doggy?
No.
Oh, the big bear is up there. I can't get the big bear. It's all gone.
Oh.
Marky said, what, Dad? Lost?
Yeah.
No, it's not lost anymore. It's up here.
Oh, yeah.
It's sitting in that basket right there.
Oh.
The bigger bear. That's the Paddington bear.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm my daddy.
You
do? I'm my daddy bear.
Oh, okay. Let me close this.
You won't give my daddy bear up. Daddy bear back.
Yeah, I'll give him back. You want him?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get that daddy bear down. Come on, daddy bear. There he is. He's got his boots on.
Okay.
Okay. Ross was mad because I wouldn't give his daddy his Penguin bear back. And he was having Little Bear saying, "You won't give me my daddy bear back," making Little Bear talk.
Ross said, "Jeremy had my chair because the other chair was broken, broken with an ED on the end." And then he said, "I'm making a peanut butter sandwich." And he said, "Make it a bigger, bigger sandwich." By the way, today is December 1st. He said, "Don't sit there. That's Susie's chair." Ross said about Marky, he said, "I helped him not to fall," which is, I think, right. He went up the stairs and helped Mark not to fall. And then he says, "I don't want my stick to be hit." This was when we were playing around with paper sticks. He said, "I don't want my stick to be hit." So it's a passive and an embedded clause there.